Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week we are joined by Sam Perry, who owns the Dock and Saltwater Fish and Chips, and also Sean Beeson from Bay's Brewery. Say hello, fellas.
Hey.
Good morning, Drake. How are you doing, Lynn?
Really
good. Good morning. Sam.
Hi, guys. This morning.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. After that coffee you made us.
Yeah, that's good.
It's buzzing.
Yeah, coming round. Enjoying the view here, actually.
Oh, it's lovely.
No one else can see, but yeah, it's a great spot.
It's beautiful. It's all way at its finest.
Definitely. It's so much nicer when it's a sunny day.
It's about to say the same, yeah. It's almost Torbay at its finest.
It's Thursday morning, and so we're just going to produce this pod and get it out for you guys this afternoon. So, yeah, it's a little bit cloudy. Did Baywatch say that it was going to rain today?
Yeah, heavy showers today.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Sorry. So, we're not bringing any
Torbay
good.
At its absolute finest.
It's not looking good at the moment, is it? I think it's like 50 mile an hour winds or something.
Oh, my gosh. What, tonight?
No, Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay.
But they've got the Poor Electric Bay Festival happening.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. You know, the billboard that's over on Torwood Street.
Yeah.
The one, it had Below Decks on there for ages. And it's just been taken over by the Electric Bay billboard. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's coming up this weekend, isn't it? Did you see all the hoardings and the fencing there?
Yeah, you can see the flags from...
Yes.
From here.
Yeah, is it meant to be raining all weekend then? Because that kind of sucks for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not
looking
great. It's not going to be the best weather.
But, I mean, it will be a true British festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. A bit like the Glasgow, you know, yeah. Torbay.
Everyone's stuck in the mud.
Definitely. Well, we're still waiting for Craig David to get in touch for an interview on this podcast. So, Craig, if you're out there, call us.
Yeah, he's coming. I think he's going to come in on Saturday for us, just before things kick off.
No, that's not happening. But, yeah, definitely call us. We'll tag you in this pod, and so you make sure that you get over here and we'll do a quick interview for you. But there's a lot going on this weekend. That's why I was so worried about the weather, because tonight I'm headed over to the Bay. Have you heard about the Bay?
Yeah, is that the new cafe where On the Rocks used to be?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we've managed to get a table for two for tonight, their opening night. And
nice.
So we're going to see how that's going. What do you think? I think they turned it around quite quickly, didn't they? The refurb.
They did.
It's unreal.
I mean, they had to be ready to go, didn't they, for the summer holidays approaching. And they're ready before, so.
How long did the refurb take?
When did they announce that they bought it? Like...
Probably about a month ago, was it?
Was it a month ago?
I don't know.
I think it was about that. Yeah, because it's Michelle, isn't it?
Michelle Lyons.
Abercrombie Bay.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Michelle Lyons is the designer. But I don't know who the owner is.
Yeah, I think she's called Michelle as well.
Michelle. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was chatting to her yesterday.
Hi, Michelle.
She was sweeping.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Well, have you a bays in there? Have you got a pump?
They take some of our bottles.
Yeah?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Yes, yeah. I think there's something to do with the Marlon Christmas Tree Farm as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A little cafe out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so is there like different levels of involvement you guys would have in a restaurant? So bottles is like a first step, and then you kind of mature.
Yeah, it kind
on
of starts with
kegs.
Bottles, unless someone goes straight in and says we want a draft.
Yeah.
So we don't mind either way. Whichever way it goes, Bays are happy.
Yeah.
Just spread the love, and fortunately, one of my biggest clients, Sam, next to me here, is from the Dock. We get on really well, got a great relationship, and you know, with Saltwater as well, with his fish and chips, very successful, and we love working with you, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, Bays have been a great support to us since the very beginning. We did the same at Saltwater.
Yeah.
We started off with bottles, but there was a demand for draft beer, so we called them up, they came down.
Yeah.
It wasn't very easy, was it, to find a way of getting it in? It's a very
I love the Python.
In a very unique system. But we got in, and it's in.
Did.
Yeah, and the customers are happy.
So why is it a unique system?
Oh, it's just because everything's set up for the customer to what do you call it? The bit that you bought to face the font.
Okay, yes.
But of course, the font isn't customer facing and everything, so that's had to be drilled into the worktop in a different way.
Oh, wow.
But, sounds right at the back, isn't it?
That sounds
it's a bit different at the Dock.
So then we went down to the it used to be called Lulu's before it was the Dock.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any draft in at all.
Okay.
So last summer, we just wanted to get up and running. So I phoned Sean up. I said, come on, we need a system in here just to get us through the summer. Yeah, so we put in a temporary system, under counter system.
Yes.
And then we did some work over the winter. We were fitting a whole new bar down there. And phoned them back up to tell them what was happening. And
let's get rid of the old system.
Pete was like, oh, I'm coming down as well. So we all got down there. We had a good look at it. Found a way, didn't we, to get a nice, like, I say cellar, but every time I say that, people think that we're walking underground. So just say cold room. Fitted this big cold room and... And Bayes paid for a lot of the whole install of the equipment and everything. As long as they became the head brewer.
The lead.
I've forgotten
It's not head brewer. It's a cold head brewer. It's like you're the lead tap or something like that.
Sounds good.
I don't know.
A certain amount of beers on, which are our products.
I always have to have more... Bays on sale than anything else.
That's all right though. I mean, if they put everything in. It's a great product.
It works well, and I've been there a couple of times recently and had a lovely time. So bit of sunburn as well.
That's good.
What's it like with the smaller establishments, like a little B&B or a small hotel? Are you still having a relationship with those smaller
smaller places? Yeah, it's just trying to visit. I mean, obviously I visit Sam a lot because, you know, he takes an awful lot of our beer and plus I really like the guy. He's a great guy to work with. So, you know, it's just a case of trying to see everybody. And because with the area that I've got, which is not just Tor Bay, you know, my area goes down to sort of Lyme Regis. So, you know, part of Dartmoor. So there's only so much hours that my little van will be going around the countryside. You know, that I can, you know, speak to everybody. Our bread and butter is here.
The reason I ask is because, like, for my parents, they have a B&B in Paignton.
Oh, yes.
But I don't think they would have a relationship with yourself. I think they would just get it from Booker. Am I correct in assuming
that? Yeah, I mean, obviously you can get it wherever you can find it. But, you know, we can supply direct. We supply directly with our bottles.
Sure.
We've got a fantastic bottle range as well. We're also doing Rocksteady now, which is the low alcohol, you know, beers, which seem to be getting more popular.
Lifestyle.
You know, if I was driving and I was going out to the dock, you know, I'd probably have half a Bayes or half a cider or whatever. And then, you know, you can have a Rocksteady and, you know, I can drive back safely. So,
so is it zero alcohol or low alcohol?
It's 1%.
1%, okay.
And the reason that we've produced it that way is we did sort of like a tasting session.
Yeah.
And everybody said, you know, we brewed it at 0%, 0.5 and then 1 and like a blindfold test. And they said, we prefer that 1%. Well, they didn't know it was 1%.
No.
They just said, we prefer it like this. And
that's good.
So we created it that way and we've had a lot of good feedback from it. So it's good. But we haven't quite gone to the draft yet.
Yeah.
But I think it's early days.
Is that a thing? Is that where the low alcohol beers, are they like, can you get them on draft now? Are people offering?
There are a few.
Yeah,
it's quite an involved process to create it. And also it puts some nasty things into the process, or it can do.
Okay.
So it's a very difficult thing to produce.
Right.
And we've only, you know, we're at full capacity really at the moment. I mean, we're producing 25,000 pints of beer a week at the moment.
Wow. A week? Oh, I thought that was a day.
Thirsty Tor Bay.
This is our busy period and it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, into August, as I'm sure Sam will find out. You know, that's a manic time.
Well, the weather's got to make a big difference on those sales as well, doesn't it?
I mean, if you get
that heatwave weekend and
that'll be unbelievable.
Those 25,000 pints must be gone.
Do you find that when, I wanted to talk a little bit about seasonality. Thanks for bringing that up. Like, are you, you know, you're gearing up for, is it your, it's your first summer as the dock?
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, I always knew it was going to be seasonal, you know, Tor Bay is seasonal, isn't it? You know, down at Saltwater, we've always struggled with the good weather because we haven't got any outside seating, the restaurants inside, but we've obviously got the takeaway.
Yes.
So, but as soon as the weather's good down at the dock, you know, no one's interested in sitting inside. It's all outside based, really. You know?
Yeah. 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 So you, how many covers do you have outside?
40. Is that,
four? Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right.
Too bad. Yeah.
What are you doing anything about getting like a cover over the front? We mentioned your sunburn.
Yeah, well, we've got to roll out awnings.
Do you?
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
The, because we're blessed by, you know, being south-facing, facing the sun.
Yeah.
We got all the evening sun. Once it starts to, as the sun sets, the sun just kind of is head-on towards you. So,
that's
unless
amazing.
We have a roll-up line coming up from the pavement, blocking the view. We're a bit limited.
We've got a blaze on, but it's fine, Sam.
And I mean, that is one of the the great the beauties
you
of
need
the
to get
site.
Some sun cream on tap.
Yeah.
I know. Base sun cream. Yeah.
Peter.
You
never know. We can work something out. Yeah.
Or you could just bring a hat. Or...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We like to think the people are there because they wanted to sit in the sun.
Yeah, of course. No, that's great. And then, for your seasonality, do you find like, summer is just absolutely manic? Are you kind of driving here, there, and everywhere with just like, or is it, do people predict their demand accurately enough then?
I mean, it is literally, it's very difficult. You know, the head brewer, Will, who's one of the directors, it's a very complicated job to know how much to brew.
Yes.
So at the moment, I think we're doing like eight brews. The brewers, they're coming in at 5 a.m, so they're doing 2 brew days.
Yes.
And then they go home at 2, and then another one comes in. So they call it like a double brew day.
Right.
Okay.
And that is, you know, there's forklift trucks going around. I mean, if you came at about 8 a.m. to our brewery, it is manic. You've just got to really watch yourself because forklift, you know, they show no mercy. Yeah. You know, it's like, two wheels, it's all going on. It's, it's good fun. But, you know, we've got about 5 vans that go out daily and they'll come back and do a double load, some of them as well.
Yes.
It has been known to do 3 loads as well. So
really?
It gets really busy in August.
So what is the season for you guys? Which months do you start getting manic and when do you
start? Probably from Easter it starts, doesn't it, Sam? Okay.
Easter's always the kind of kickoff. And then and then it rolls really right through. It quietens down, but I'd say to October half term, it's your last little...
Yeah.
Last little hurrah before you know November's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Batten down the hatches and start praying.
I love that. Start praying.
That's when he goes on holidays.
I know.
No, well, we didn't last year down at the dock. It was actually being run as Lulu's still.
Okay.
I mean, perhaps we should have done in hindsight. But salt water. It's been going nearly 10 years now, which I just can't believe.
Yeah.
And we've got great local trade now. So we are blessed in the winter that we, you know, we can, you know, I don't really want to say it, but almost rely on it.
But
we're going to do the same down at the dock. We won't be giving up. We'll be there.
Yeah.
And,
good.
Looking at ways to get into the sort of Christmas spirit.
Cause, yeah.
Okay, nice. That's December, isn't it? You know, and, I went to an interesting food and drink network meeting the other day with the big company, and they're saying that the what's it called, the Walk of Lights,
Bay of Lights,
mm-hmm. It starts over at Tor Abbey, comes all the way through, and they're looking at extending it around the harbour this year.
Good.
So trying to G everyone up to make a bit of an effort themselves with lights and things.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to get a bit of Christmas spirit going on, wouldn't it? And let's not all be scared of the winter.
Definitely.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
For all of us.
We would love to see the Bay of Lights come all the way down Beacon Quay because, they kind of stopped around the harvester.
Yeah.
And, it would be great to get one of the big trees down here. Remember the big LED tree that was outside of on the rocks, was.
Yeah.
It would be great to have a few of those, you know. Yeah. I don't know how much they cost, but it would be
apparently
really
that is one of the things that is coming back with some changes to some of the other ones. And I think
so
there's,
innovative.
But there's a lot of support around it. I think they could be like, I'm not the man for the job, but you know, if anyone out there is listening and would like to We need some more sort of like stalls going on, don't we? Like sort of Christmas stalls, not like necessarily food and drink, but you know, like the Totnes Christmas Market and things. You know, it's a real go-to place. And why can't we have that here?
Yeah,
it'd be great. Oktoberfest in Germany and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
just get it all.
Yeah, Oktoberfest.
Get the beers going.
Yeah. Do you guys do an Oktoberfest brew? Do you do anything for Oktoberfest?
We don't, but we do Jingle Ale, which will be coming out at Christmas.
Oh, Jingle Ale.
Yeah.
Awesome. Brew,
so absolutely. That's one of our seasonal ales.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we've got Beery Head just coming out, literally launched this week.
I just saw that,
Which is, kind of thing, on Beery Head.
Yeah.
So, it's, again, keeping it local.
Yeah.
It's 4.7%. So, the bottles have just arrived and we're just sending out in draft.
Okay, that's super.
How does that work with your with you guys? Like, when you have a new drink coming out, do you reach out to everyone or your network and say,
listen, guys, this is a new one? We do a lot of sort of media and, leaflets and things like that. And, because this is a true ale.
Yeah.
So it's one for, obviously it's in bottles. 5% goes to the Torbay and Coastal Countryside Trust as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're sort of looking after that side and all the seasonal charity ones, the ales.
Yeah.
There'll always be, environmental side to it. And we look after all the charities. So, we're doing like the Wild 100, which was the Plankton Zoo.
Yeah.
So, I think we've raised just over £25,000 now.
What?
Wow.
Over the years.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
So you basically own a lion. Is it called Baze?
Yeah, I was just about to say, you've got to name it.
Or is it called Sean?
And from your side, like when there's a new drink from Baze, like, is there a, do you have to consider, is this what my customers are going to want to drink?
The lager is the kind of like the main bestseller, and then the Cove goes really well as well.
Yeah.
And then we do a few of the ales in the bottles. But yeah, maybe some like Christmas time, we could look at getting a keg of the Jingle Ale on just straight from the barrel sort of thing.
Yes, we'll certainly look into doing all that for you. It'd be a pleasure.
Amazing. Okay, we're doing deals here. I think it's good. Yeah, we were just saying, you know by that LED tree, there is the little shop that is like, they sell like beach bucket and spades.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool if it was like a Santa's grotto, or like they sold Christmas ornaments or something? You know those shops where it's all like Christmas all year round kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's all Christmas decor and things like that. They should, I think, stick all of your buckets and spades in storage and open up as like a Christmas shop, because everybody's
there. Idea,
yeah.
Honestly,
the people
that were there last year, we used to sit and TQ Beer Works. Sorry, Sean. And and just watch all of the people go and enjoy the tree, and it used to beam out music and things like that. It's just such a good vibe. I love the Bay of Lights.
You need to write a letter to Father Christmas as well.
That is good. And I think that the, doesn't the Bay of Lights kind of tie in with the whole, like, the train of lights and other things? You know, Torbay could be like a little, destination for people who like that sort of thing. I think it's really good for tourism and locals.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I like that. Right, here we are on to our next feature. You ready? It's Boathouse Watch. This is the question that has been on our mind for months, and every week we cover it. Who bought the boathouse? Go. Who bought the boathouse?
I don't know.
That's the wrong answer.
There's been a lot of rumors.
I don't know, but I'm going to make it out.
Yeah. I'm going to cut that part out. I'm just going to carry on.
No, there's what I do hope, though.
Yeah.
Is I really hope that it's an independent that's got it.
Yeah.
It's not like a big like chain like St. Austell Brewery. Nothing against St. Austell Brewery.
No, of course.
I just think there's so much going on with independence in the Bay.
Yeah.
It'll be great to see someone, going in there.
As long as it's not flats or something, or,
Oh, no.
Independent property developer.
Oh, God, no.
A nice local independent property developer.
But, I did hear one rumour.
Okay.
And that's all I've heard, really, is that the guys that have got the Pierpoint.
Oh, okay.
Over there. I
mean, that they bought it.
That they've brought it. But yeah, I mean, I've got no factual evidence on that at all.
No, I heard rumors too. Yeah, but I heard it was somebody from out of town. I've heard this from two people. So not a local person, but somebody who was like in London and has come back to like where they were. Like,
probably seemed a bargain to them then. To come everyone locally. I mean, we needed deep pockets. But if they're coming back from London, they're probably just pocket change.
I mean, we also heard that there's, again, through the grapevine.
Come on.
But that there's issues with the seawall. So that one of the things that is holding things up is that they need to build up their part of the seawall before they can open.
What, at the boathouse?
Right. At the boathouse.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, because
it has been flooded, I think, before.
Really?
So when the waves came over and I think the water has breached.
Yeah.
Get the real feel. Out,
it just takes the real feel.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To the boathouse.
I mean, paddleboarding's quite a thing now, isn't it?
So, yeah.
You can paddleboard right in the garden.
No, you're just going to have paddleboard tables and chairs.
Just like float away. Yeah, that is interesting. Because aren't you down at Preston as well, Sam? You live in Preston. Yeah. So I think that is like we've got a beach hut down there. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about a little bit was, you know, these beach cafes that are kind of, I don't know, they seem to be more connected or maybe they're more seen on social media or like gaining in prominence, but I'm seeing them a lot more.
Yeah,
just thinking like there's Babbicombe, Beach Cafe, there's Fishcombe Cove Cafe, and even like Sarah's on the Beach down at Preston that we were just talking about. So they are all like, they've got amazing food offers, DJs, entertainment, and licensed.
Yeah.
So I know that you can get a Bay's beer at Sarah's on the beach, which is like right around the corner from our beach hut. And so like kind of, is it put, you know what I mean? The boathouse is a further walk for us. So we really love that. What do you think about these beach cafes as being like destinations for food and drink? I'm just interested. Yeah.
Personally, I think it's a great idea because, you know, most of those we have our products in. I'm glad to say, sorry, name dropping there a bit.
Yeah.
But those are, you know, called us up and said, you know, we've got a license. You're our local brewer. And also one of our ladies in accounts, she's got a beach hut down there, and she said, oh, that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
They all got together, and we all went down, and, we fitted, you know, for our events. They've got Devon Rock on Draft down there.
Yeah. At Sarah's.
At Sarah's.
Yeah.
And, you know, also capitalising on the fact that the boathouse isn't open.
Exactly.
So she's having a really good time with it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I want her to make amends. Hi,
really,
Sarah.
Really well. And,
you know, I hope she bought the boathouse.
Yeah. I know. Funny, I asked her about that.
A switch.
She said it was so expensive because it was going for like a really high price. What was it? I want to say.
Well, I have rumors that it went for like over 700,000. But I don't know how true that is.
750.
I mean, it's a lot of money to how like. Before you see that return,
it's
you know,
a very deep pockets. Yeah, you've got to make that work in this kind of environment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great spot, but I don't know, you know.
Yeah, you've got to sell a lot of pints to make back quarters of £1 million.
Well, I stayed in Preston as well in my previous life, and you know, that was our go-to because it was literally down the road. And, you know, it's chilled out. You could just go in, wander around, and you know, have a little pizza or whatever, and few beers and stroll on back again, you know. Yeah. And I think a lot of locals have really missed that being shut.
Yeah.
So good news if, you know, if they can make it work. So
I hope so. Yeah. What about, where else are you, when it comes to beach cafes, where else is Bay's present?
Fishcombe.
Yeah, Fishcombe Cove. Hi, Chloe.
I went there recently.
Did you?
I actually had a pint of Bay's and a crab bread roll, a bread bowl.
Ooh,
that's a specialty.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so it's just basically like a hollowed out bread roll.
Yeah,
stuffed full of fresh crab.
Yeah. Never. Yeah. Oh my God, that sounds amazing. So it's almost like a luxury food offer, or like, you know what I mean? Or like a, crafted.
It's award winning. I forgot what award, but it's award winning.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, Chloe. It's like, Chloe's like a really good friend of the podcast, the owner of Fishcombe Cove.
Yeah.
And so to think of, you know, usually people think, oh, when you're going out to a restaurant or something, you know what I mean? It's along Restaurant Row or it's along the harbor or something. And well, now even Winter Street's up and coming. And so it's just interesting to think of beach cafes as being like a real destination for food, you know, because you can get it
and
all there.
And it's not just that, you know, you've got the ambience down there. There's no sort of houses close by as such. Yeah. So you can play a little bit of music and stuff, and you go for a swim.
Yeah.
Get on your kayak.
Yeah, I mean, if you're lucky, I've heard that you'll see a seahorse.
Yeah.
In the seagrass.
There are seahorses, I've heard.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I'm not amazed, you know.
I mean, I did only have the one pint that day.
It was a special brew, sir.
It's a special brew.
I love that.
Not a bad name, though, for another beer, seahorse.
Yeah, the seahorse. Can we do this partnership right now? So Treat wants to partner with like the Seagrass Project. Yeah. So it's me, you, and Chloe. So we have like Fishcombe Cove, Bays, Treat,
beer.
Torbay Hospitality, the Seahorse Beer. Sam, you in?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm bringing. But
Right. Let's all raise money for the Seagrass Project and like try to bring more seahorses into Torbay. Wouldn't that be amazing if we, you know, because there's so much life out there, you know, like dolphins. And
Did anyone see the shark scare, which was...
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, no. Yeah. I saw the basking shark.
Yeah, but a fake...
Yeah, but it was a fake someone had made this fin.
No!
And they're towing it behind a boat. It was all fake.
You're kidding. off the red cliff?
Just over here.
Seriously? Yeah. Oh, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been some size if it was real, because this fin was massive.
It was big, wasn't it? Yeah. I looked at it initially, I thought, oh, surely not. And I thought, oh, you never know.
Yeah.
Great whites have been seen in Scotland or something. Yeah. Did I
hear? I don't hear that either.
Because my sister's phoning me up, panicking. That's it, I'm not going swimming again. It'll be fine.
But I think there's very mixed emotions about that on social media. I mean, there's some people that were like, you know, brilliant, that's golden, you know, it's a bit of a laugh. And some people were completely the opposite, you know.
Oh, they were like cross about it.
Yeah. You can understand, can't you? Yeah.
If I owned the Red Cliff, I'd be really upset because it's like sharks in the backyard.
It was great for the tourism boats. I mean, they're out in their loads looking for the shark.
Oh, yeah. Looking for fish. I thought that there was a basking shark. Like, was it 2 years ago? 3 years
basking
ago?
Basking sharks. Yeah,
there are basking
sharks.
Yeah, I've seen them,
but they're not dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was
been basking sharks in the painting before.
Yeah?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yes.
I remember that. But again, basking sharks aren't going to do a thing.
You know, big barrel jellyfish and basking sharks are definitely about. So.
Lovely.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But also, I found the dolphins are getting way more comfortable in the bay.
The dolphins seem to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Or they're getting filmed more. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know whether it's a trend that the dolphins... Or maybe... Yeah.
No, I remember...
Are there more dolphins?
Yeah, definitely they seem... There's always dolphins. Like 10 years ago, you'd see dolphins, but it'd be quite a rare thing. Now it seems like they're just...
Yeah.
They're homed up by...
Or maybe they're not real either.
Maybe. Maybe. Well, that's a very good costume. There's like squads of people as well.
There isn't really a Sammy Seal.
I know, right? What is that? Yeah, isn't Sammy Seal in Brixham? Is that where that is?
Or down the Kerry Arms area, I think.
Oh, in Kerry Arms, sorry. So we don't know who bought the boathouse. That was the end of that conversation. So there is a new... there's something new going in on Torquay Harbour, isn't there? So kind of by the lettered rock, the world's cheapest lettered rock, and like the fish, the Irish the pub, in between the two, there's like an empty building. Do you know what's going into there, Sam? It's like near 21 and the Crime Museum.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's builders
there. So
it used
to be like a nightclub next door, didn't it? Or a Warriors boxing club.
Yeah.
And then there was a... fish and chip shop next to it, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And I think both of them been empty for quite some time. The fish and chip shop's been trading in the summer, but you know, not very many hours. And it's been on the market for like years now.
Yeah.
I just don't think any of it is quite working. And some people have come up with this great idea to buy both and then just knock through.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, it's going to be like indoor crazy golf, axe throwing. So something a little bit different. And,
Like a boom battle bar.
So yeah, a bit of something like that. And then it's going to have a bar attached to it on the side where the fish and chip shop was. And I think it's I haven't seen any plans or, you know, just again, rumours. But I think it's really, really good idea and something different, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that would be good. Yeah, like adult, you know, I don't want to say adult entertainment. what are you saying?
I'm a bit of axe throwing, you know.
The way you looked at me there was a little bit menacing, I'll be honest.
What?
No offense taken.
There's lots more crazy golf I found. Like in painting, you got the High Dandy, which I don't know how long.
Yeah, but I think that's the same guys.
Are the same people taking it over?
Yeah, they've got the High Dandy and then the Harbour Inn on
To be fair,
harbour.
That's the one I've heard too.
Yeah. A Street Pub Company or something.
Yes, I think it is.
Yes, that is right. Yeah. That's correct.
I think they've got something else in Newton Abbott. If we're allowed to say Newton Abbott, is that in there?
Yeah, we're allowed to say that. Absolutely.
Sorry, who's that? Where's
Absolutely.
That?
We go as far as Totnes here on this one. it is definitely that East. What are you saying? East Street.
East Street Pub Company.
Yes, definitely. That's because they're. I've seen their vans out front.
Yeah.
So I guess they're underway with the refurbishment. So is what the High Dandy has mini golf out front, doesn't it?
No, not out front. It's in kind of like the basement.
Oh,
underground. Yeah, underground.
In the old days. Yeah.
Oh, did you go?
I used to.
Okay.
Younger days.
I had a perception, not a great perception of it before they did that refurb. I never went in, just from what I was told, but I was kind of told to never go in.
Impacto seems to ring a bell.
Yeah, okay.
In the nightclub.
But the High Dandy's fine. Go ahead and enjoy. Other pubs are available.
I was so surprised when I went in there. I went in like quite recently and it was so nice. It was really, really like well put together. Like the games area with the pool and dartboard. Then you had the mini golf as well, which is very nice. Yeah. Very light up.
I must try it.
Yeah, that is good. I think it would be good to have something like that, like entertaining really on the harbor side. So that's really good. So changing tack, we're going to talk a little bit about drinks. Sean, you know a bit about drinks, but this is a bit like a cocktail. So what do you think? Have you heard about this new spritz trend? Have you heard about spritzes?
Yes.
So there's Aperol spritz, which everybody else knows. But do you know of any other spritzes? I saw a limoncello one over at Shoreline.
I haven't really seen too many. I mean, we didn't even have Aperol spritz on the menu, embarrassingly, until the regular. So, can we have Aperol spritz? So, we
got what is Aperol spritz?
So, you went to the store.
It's like Aperol, Prosecco.
It's a bitter orange.
You remember the old Capri Sun?
Okay, sure.
A little bit like that, but a little bit alcoholic as well. Not too alcoholic.
We got a couple of bottles of Aperol in and just put on a Blackboard special and it's sold.
Oh, really?
So I was like, well, I didn't know anything about the spritz trend, but clearly it's a thing, so we need to start making movements.
No, I didn't know that if you knew anything about it, because I have seen the limoncello spritz at Shoreline, and then of course Aperol spritz is quite popular in itself. But if you'd heard anything new about that, or whether it was just me that has picked up on it,
I mean it's big in Italy, that's for sure. I've been on there on holiday, and I think it's kind of come from there. Okay. And I suppose a bit of London and a bit of Bristol and all this sort of stuff. And I think it's coming down here. And, our various places that
I just imagine it'd be quite a seasonal thing, wouldn't it? Well with the weather,
hot,
doesn't
sunny
it?
Weather.
It's just like a longer drink.
Yeah.
Right, here's the post from Shoreline. Spritz o'clock anytime. Aperol, limoncello, or elderflower. So they have an elderflower liqueur from Chase. You know the Chase that do the vodka. So they've got it's like a liqueur, and it looks like it's made long with what I guess is soda, and then with like fresh fruit in it, served in a goblet. So, it's just something new.
Yeah,
it looks like it's easier to make than a cocktail. but yeah. it still answers that cocktail, like the sweetness or, you know, that kind of thing that you're looking for.
Have you tried one, Lynn? No.
We need to have it's spritz o'clock, right? No, we've got a lot of...
Let's go.
No.
11 a.m.
That's fine. But another trend is brunch seems to be a bit of a trend. Have you noticed that there are a lot of kind of brunch places? There's Otto and Frank's. And do you serve brunch too, don't you, Sam?
Well, yeah, we sort of do breakfast and brunch, we call it, from 10 till 12. Well, actually, it says on our main menu, if you want something off our brunch menu, just ask and we'll do it any time. I don't really get this rule on like 12 o'clock, shut down. If the kitchen's busy doing other stuff, it's fair enough.
But
most of the time you can accommodate. So we will do breakfast items at any time of the day.
Will you? Oh, you can get an all-day breakfast at the dock?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is new news, guys.
Yeah.
That's great news for me. I love breakfast. So if it's all day, that's fantastic news.
Just got to ask. After 12 o'clock, you've just got to politely ask.
Just ask.
Yeah. It does say it on the main menu, though. But yeah.
Yeah.
The brunch thing, though, it's gathering momentum, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of places.
What's the difference between a breakfast menu item and a brunch menu item?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's more poached eggs and sourdough toast and that sort of thing, isn't it? On the brunch side of things.
Maybe, a full fry up kind of thing. It's kind of a take on that, isn't it?
Okay.
What about you, then? What do you think about
the brunch trend?
Yeah.
I'm all over it. We had brunch at Frank's Lifestyle Cafe in Paignton. That was absolutely delicious.
Oh, nice.
They do something called a croffle, where it's like a croissant, but they like stick it in a waffle iron, so it goes like all like crunchy and everything. It was so good. And it was like a New York deli style, which is like right up my street. Pastrami and American mustard and gherkins. It was so savory and like really tangy. It was delish. And then went to Otto's last weekend for a bit of hair of the dog. Oh my god, Friday night we had so much fun at Below Decks. and then we ended up at TQ Beer Works, so of course Saturday we had to go out for brunch. But that was really good too. So I had the Otto Benedict, and so it was like an eggs Benedict, but it had like like beautiful like streaky bacon and everything. So I think I'm all here for the brunch trend. Does it affect the alcohol serve, though? Like, do you think that brunch, do you drink alcohol at brunch?
I think brunch is, when millennials like my son, go out, they just want to go there and, it's the drink really that's the key. Mm. You're like, let's sink as much as we can within 2 hours or something.
That's the bottomless brunch.
It's fine with me. And a bit of food as well to wash it down. But, I think it's, it is a fairly sort of growing trend, isn't it?
We've noticed a lot of people, especially at the weekends, have like a full English breakfast with a pint.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. At what time?
Anything from like 10:30, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're not shaming anyone. All are welcome.
See you tomorrow.
I've never really thought of having like a pint with my breakfast, but it's kind of changed my mindset, and I'm thinking, I need to get involved in this.
I think maybe cider would work. I like to have with my full English breakfast like a nice big glass of apple juice with ice. That's nice. Yeah, so maybe a cider would work for me. Yeah, but I don't think a beer.
And then with
would
the brunch
sit well.
Thing, I mean. Yeah. Yeah, there's the bottomless brunches, aren't there?
Yes.
The Prosecco and that. So.
Yeah. I've seen those at Park Lane does a bottomless. I don't know whether they still do, but I've been to the Park Lane bottomless brunch. That got messy as hell. And Revolution, I think, is doing like bottomless brunches. But then I've also seen that Revolution does a couple other things that are like bottomless happy hour, bottomless like pub quiz and things like that. So they've got Revs, is kind of. Well, obviously, there's like an alcohol-heavy, focused establishment. But I think that's really interesting to see all of these kind of, beach cafes are having a bit of a moment. Maybe the spritzes, maybe not. Here's another question. Right. We love to talk about lobsters here on the podcast because why, Cal?
Because they have a good brand.
Yes. We think that lobsters are having a bit of a moment. And now that the Crab and Hammer has reopened, do we think that maybe, and the dock now sells lobster?
Yeah, we sell it at the, if you're coming and you want one, we'll always pre-order one, but at the, we always order like
three or four in for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then if they sell well on the Friday, we get a couple more.
When did you start bringing them in?
Credit to Lynn, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gave me the idea. So it must have been a couple of months ago now.
A few months ago.
Thank you. So we just do it at the busier times.
Yeah.
And you can just have a whole lobster, or you can have half a lobster with your steak to have the authentic sort of surf and turf.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it popular?
Well, like I say, we get three or four in at a weekend, and we can normally, we've tried to build it up a little bit more, but the minute you do that, they suddenly, you don't sell them, do you? And the minute you don't get them, then there's a demand for more.
Yeah.
So we've just kept it at three or four for the minute, and then we'll grow it if we need
to. And is there like extra expenses, or like what's the cost of bringing in lobster? If you don't sell them, then you're out.
Well,
get them to salt water. Salt water will sell them.
If we don't sell them, then we just cook them off, and then we're like freeze the meat, and then we can use it for a tagliatelle on special.
Sure, okay.
So I mean, it's a
good idea.
It's a high value item.
Yeah.
So you meet you don't want to be taking too much risk on it. You need to be able to sell it, really.
And is there like extra training for the staff to?
Well, it depends who you've got, really. The sous chef at the dock, he's had a lot of experience. Mm. He worked down at the Kerry Arms before.
Okay.
So he had a lot of experience with the lobster and things. And then obviously salt water. We don't just sell fish and chips up there. That's what we get all sorts of different local varieties of fish from Brixham Market. So the guys up there have also got experience with it. So, I think it's like one of those things that sounds a bit like, sounds more scary than it is.
No, definitely.
The key to seafood that I firmly believe in is that you just don't play around with it too much. Let the seafood do the talking. It doesn't.
So always, don't overseason it.
It doesn't always need to be like made into this sort of glamorous dish with this extravagant sauce. It's really good. Just keeping it simple and on its own.
That's what the TV personalities say, isn't it? He's a guy in Cornwall. He's got his impasto.
Rick Stein.
Yeah, that's what he says. Just keep it.
Must have heard me.
It's just getting through the lobster, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, how do you? The first time
I love it.
I lobster, I've never had it before, and it was a bit of an art to get all the meat out. But
I think that's what puts some people.
Can chill out, and like, crack that, and have a little bit there.
Have
a little glass of wine or whatever you do.
Making me feel hungry.
It's an experience.
That's got to be a testament to the quality and the freshness of the fish, surely. Because if you've got bad fish, then it makes sense to put a nice dollop of sauce on it. If you've got fresh fish from Brixham, then you've still got the flavors.
Yeah, I mean we're really lucky to have Brixham, where all the fish has landed just over there. I mean, a lot of the fish. It travels from Brixham up to London and stuff. No one can have it fresher than that.
Definitely not.
I think it'd be a fool not to
good place
make something of that offering.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got Crab and Hammer, the dock offshore, is now selling lobsters. And did you see that the Dressed Crab, the little kiosk outside Shiraz, they've got lobster as well. Mm. So do you think there's something there about customers want to get involved with their seafood? And the reason that I'm asking is because cracking claws and taking the seafood out of the shell and so is fun as a restaurant experience. And coming from the East Coast of the US, we would have big, picnic tables covered with crabs and spiced crabs, and then have pitchers of beer. And, everybody's just talking, cracking and eating and then drinking and things to make it a dining experience. Do you think that might be happening here in the UK? Do you think we're ready for something like that? Can you sell beer in pitchers? Can you sell beer in pitchers? Yeah. Oh, I think we're ready.
We can definitely sell beer in pitchers, for sure. Like the Germans do and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
I think it's heading towards that way, isn't it? I mean, lobster is, it's an experience. Seafood is an experience. And, when people come on holiday to Torbay, it's great, right? First thing you want to do is buy a crab or, you know, go to the market and eat it in restaurants. So, you know, I think it is the way forward. And personally, you know, living here, you know, I eat crab, I eat the odd lobster now and again when I can afford it. And it's a real experience and it's a treat. And it's great to see, you know, Sam next to me, you know, getting on board with it all. And, you know, well, I'm sure we'll... seeing you very soon for a lobster.
That's it.
We'll pre-order it.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, how do you pre-order a lobster? Do you just
ring them up or email them? Or easy. We've got a board that we put out that says fresh lobster available here today, and but when we got them in, we popped that on the pavement.
So, yeah. Brilliant. On the pavement and also on your stories. So if you follow you on Instagram.
Yeah. Try and get on the social media and things as well. Not very good at that. But
you're doing a great job.
Try our best.
Right. So, I think we're good here. So, Sean, could you just remind us then, baysbrewery.co.uk, and how can people get in touch or stay in touch with Bays?
Yeah, I mean,
website,
any particular... website info@baysbrewery.co.uk. Call us up, come and visit us by all means. You know, if anybody wants to come and see us, I'll show them around.
Oh, do we get a brewery tour?
Of course you do.
Oh, that's amazing. We'd love that.
Are quite dead a little. Forklift truck's got on his little electric charge.
Right.
I thought that's how you get around on your tour on the forklift.
Want to go upstairs? Not there yet.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks, Sean. And Sam, do you want to remind us about your business ventures? So you've got two restaurants, right?
Yeah, so we've got Saltwater, the award-winning fish and chip shop. We are nationally recognised in 2020, just before COVID, became top 10 fish and chip restaurant in the country.
Oh, crazy. So, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, that's a
congrats. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, well, it was really good at the time. We got a lot of, you know, it was in the Daily Mail, it was in the, you know, in the papers.
And yeah.
Things like that. So it must be true. and it's really gone from strength to strength since then. We're open 7 days a week. Opens at 12 o'clock, closes at 9 o'clock, and takeaway restaurant licensed.
If we want to book a table,
So it's we're quite traditional up there. We don't really use social media very often, and it's email info@saltwatertorquay.co.uk to make a reservation, or the traditional pick up the phone and
pick up the phone.
Yeah,
come on,
01803 414142.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah, and then down at the dock we're trying to get in the 21st century. Again, we're open every day from 10 a.m. Through till 10 p.m. and we open for breakfast and brunch, lunch, afternoon cream teas, and then we roll into evening dinner and cocktails and tapas. So we cover most bases.
Lynn, what's your favorite dock menu item?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, a Bays Devon Rock, first of all. Yeah. And then I think the Devon crab sandwich that I had there the other week was incredible. Yeah. It was so delicious. So yeah. And, so fresh and simply prepared, like, you know, like Sam said. So yeah.
Yeah. It's
delish.
Yeah. Is that a lunch item or?
For lunch. Yeah. Nice. I tend to go to the dock for lunch.
All right. So a Bays and a Devon crab sandwich.
That's the winner. Sounds right good. There. Yeah. The, it is good.
Yeah. And then we're on Instagram, Facebook, you know, we've got a booking platform that we use on our website, which is doctorquay.co.uk. So we're a bit more, you know, with the times up there.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Brilliant. So,
is there any items of news that we want to touch on, or weather?
There was one item of news that I thought was quite interesting. Do you know that there's now a direct service from Manchester to Tor Bay? The news item, I think it's in that green bowl over there, in the green. It was part of the wheel of news.
It's so just a wheel.
It's not a wheel. It's a bowl. It's a fish bowl. So, yeah. So we just... You know, we got the Beach Hut little magazine. Direct Manchester train services return to Tor Bay. So, yeah, the service was suspended during the pandemic, but it's now been restored. You have direct service in each direction daily. And so it goes right into the heart of Manchester, but it also stops in Stoke, Wolverhampton, Stafford and Stockport, and you don't have to change trains.
Does that tell us how long it takes us to get to Manchester?
No, it doesn't say how long, but it looks like a pretty fast train. I mean, it's not like a choo-choo. It's a modern, you know what I mean, thing. So, yeah, I think that'll be really... Yeah, it would be, but not so much for us to leave, but for tourists to come down. Don't you think that that would be really good? Yeah. So I think in terms of, it was just like a little kind of reminder to everybody that runs like a B&B or, you know, you're running a business here where you're trying to attract commerce. We tend to do all our advertising kind of up the M4 and up the M5, but you know, don't stop at Birmingham. You know, now you can go all the way up to Stoke and Manchester with your advertising if you're trying to attract tourism to the bay.
But on so, that subject, Lynn, in the news, I think was the coastal footpath, wasn't it? Loads more people are taking up walking.
Oh yes,
coastal foot, which obviously comes through.
Don't we do a
this way?
Isn't there a walking festival or something that we do?
Yeah. English Riviera Walking Festival.
When is that?
I think it's in September.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, I think it's like since you know lockdown and things like that. You know, a lot of people are walking and you know they're going all around the coast or you know Devon, Cornwall, and doing the whole sort of round robin and fantastic coast path. And I think that's bringing clientele to us as well. So. It's great news for Tor Bay.
Yeah,
it is. I think the other kind of news item that came out was the Great Big Paddle Parade is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be, that's kind of, Soak and the RNLI are kind of championing that. There's a kind of a large post on Facebook. And so you can go to soaklifestyle.co.uk, the Great Big Paddle Parade, and you can follow them, of course, on Facebook. And there were also a couple of other events. There's a Tor Abbey Summer Fair that is coming up. So that is going to be Saturday, the 19th of August. And if you follow Tor Abbey on Facebook, you can see a lot of their events too. So there's a couple, kind of upcoming things in addition to Electric Bay. It's not all about Electric Bay this weekend, but yeah, in terms of the weather outlook, what did we say? Saturday typhoon?
Friday night's looking a bit dodgy.
Oh yeah, in other news as well. You know, while I'm here, I might as well promote it.
Go for it.
A week on Sunday, for over the summer, we're going to be doing having live music at the dock, 3:30 to 5:30, Sunday afternoon sessions.
So. I'm really curious. How do you find the artists for that?
Well, there's a band called Mammoth. The lead singer of that is called Amy Stanford, and she's a good friend of mine. So
I
spoke to her. She's very kindly steered me in the right direction. So we're kicking things off with Baby Mammoth, actually, which is the duo of that band.
Oh, I thought Baby Mammoth was the name of Sean's new animal over at the zoo.
Don't tell everyone.
That's great.
Baby Mammoth is just the two of them. Then
it's
Mammoth.
The duo.
Yeah, Mammoth is the full band.
We couldn't cater for the big. We wouldn't have any room left for customers.
No, just get Baby Mammoth.
Awesome. We just gone for the duo. And then,
that's really great.
The covers have gone down to
just me and Sean in the corner.
No, it's great though to have live music. You know, that's such a good vibe.
How can we stay up to date on which bands are coming?
Is that going to be posted Instagram on the website? Mainly,
Instagram,
and Facebook, Facebook, and then just you know, if you're at the dock, you'll see. And then word of mouth as well, hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we'll make sure that we push it out on our socials too.
Yeah, appreciate
so,
that.
So yeah, just remember to subscribe to us on Tor Bay Hospitality on Instagram and make sure that you like, subscribe and follow for the pod. So thanks again, Sean, and thanks to Sam. And obviously, thanks, Callum, for another great podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening.